Yeah. Perfect timing. Yeah.
Yeah, Stunt Granny Audio 1187, if I'm not looking at the numbers here. Yeah, that's what it is. Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays on
Hello.
a on a Tuesday here.
Yeah, thanks.
Like you said, there was plenty of wrestling. I didn't even pull up a Triple A review because that was not on the usual site here.
AAA was, I mean, the AAA, the event, like, it really didn't. The only thing that mattered was the end, the whole angle with Penta and Los Perros, and especially with Bronco getting kicked out. It was like, wait, what just happened here? And then Penta, like, it was a very weird, and there's been a lot of discourse online about it. It was a very weird segment. Like, earlier in the show, Penta tells Los Perros and Daga, okay, let me think about this. Well, then Bronco says, then he says something about Bronco being dead weight. Bronco's like, oh, you want to prove it? All right, if I win, you have to join. And
Oh.
if I don't win, then I can't remember what his stip was. But it wasn't Penta doesn't have to join. It was just something else. Well, Penta
Oh.
and Bronco have their match. It was fine. I've never seen a Bronco match on his own, so all right.
Yeah, it was first time in a singles match, and I mean, I thought he did okay, you know.
Yeah.
It helps to be in there with
Yes.
Penta.
I think that had a lot to do with it, obviously. Yeah.
That does not hurt, but hey, you got to be a good dance partner. And I thought that at a minimum he was a good dance partner.
And the crowd was into it too. And I guess it's like, I don't know, I saw some people like, yeah, Bronco, he's not ready for, well, yeah, but he didn't embarrass himself. Maybe that's low standard, I guess, but
Yeah, I They, I mean, we've kind of been talking about a lack of new blood on main WWE TV, and it's just like a little bit surprised, but also, if you're in NXT, you've got to be begging to be on AAA, right?
Yeah, I
Like
would think so.
the results so far of turnaround to main, getting yourself more of a character, and just everyone, it's just wild how much more comfortable everyone ends up seeming from their time in AAA within the WWE,
Yeah.
within the WWE umbrella here. Like, I mean, it's gone from, well, Bronco Nima, I guess, is really the only one that had it, but evidently Lucian Price passed his NXT test with flying colors too, evidently.
Yeah, who did he take on last week? Oh, he took on Pillman, right? Or Lexus King.
Yes,
And the
yeah.
rest of what are they called? Oh my God.
Birthright.
Yeah, that's why. Who cares? Like, even I saw him on this today. Like, it's still terrible. But yeah, like,
Yeah, still, and it's a very, very generic name too. Just
well, look at
it.
who's in the group. I mean,
Oof.
yeah. So,
Yep,
okay.
not great, Jim. Not
No.
great.
But yeah, but it was funny because, like, Lucius, right?
Lucian.
Yeah, Lucian, that's it. I knew Lucius was wrong. Lucian gets a singles match for what they deemed the first time. Okay. Bronco gets a,
Yep.
and then all of a sudden, there they are Monday. Oh, but they go back. The AAA thing, after the match, they beat up Bronco. And then Penta goes in to help him. And they beat him up. But yet he still has to give his, like, all right, it seems like really rushed. But maybe there's more to it. So.
Well, yeah, that was kind of funny. It did seem like that seemed out of the blue, and so did to me a little bit. Lucian and Bronco really made up, I thought, on last week's NXT. And then all of it, I'm like, huh, that seems like some curious timing. Like, I'm kind of, I was like, I'm okay with it if it's what they're really wanting to go with. But it's like, that seems like some curious timing for both events. And then sure enough, yeah, with them showing up to help out Royce Keyes, it's just like, oh, this is what happened. Like, I don't, obviously, Hunter did not make this call terribly long ago, honestly. Like, it feels like they just were blindfolded and threw a dart at the board, and they're like, oh, OTM gets the call up here.
Yeah, and that's what the odd thing to me was. You've got all these other people in NXT who have been sitting there. I mean, Tony D is still there, for now. I mean, Tony D is still there. Hank and Tank are still there. I guess they're not really on TV too much anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm worried about their long-term longevity.
Yeah, I mean, especially there's not a real big emphasis on the tag teams, so.
Well, I mean, it was one of those things that you and I had talked about. There were a lot of tag teams there for a while because Hank and Tank was on the list, OTM. I'm trying to think of who else because I feel like a couple of the teams have broken up since. So, because even pre-Birthright, who the heck, NQCC, I feel like had a
Yeah.
tag team there for a little while. You
Well,
know,
they
like
are.
there
They're the
was.
tag champs now. If you think about it. Oh my gosh. Miles
Oh,
Bourne
because.
and what's his name? Tavion
Oh.
Heights are the tag champs. So they got out of that group to become the. Okay.
Tag team
Yeah.
champ. only to become tag team champions again. Yeah, I've expressed my disdain for two belt people, and
Oh, yeah.
it's you know it. I don't know if it's doing Tavion Heights any good.
No.
It's
There's no upside for
because.
him anyways. So I don't see an upside with him. And really, I don't really see much of an upside with Miles Bourne, so which is mostly
Yeah.
NXT anyways. There's not a lot of upsides going. So but
Oh man.
for once, we don't have to talk about them. But I mean,
No.
but I guess in
We
the
do
course of
not.
this, we kind of do though, because you were talking about like new blood and all that.
Yeah,
I
oh yeah.
started noticing this, like, especially in more so Raw, I suppose. You know, with Roman, I know the Bloodline's a significant part of that show, clearly. But we're getting, and I know Solo's been around, I know LA Knight's been around, but with Seth out of the picture for now, where he lost as
No.
Mercedes to SummerSlam.
Yep.
I know Drew was on SmackDown, but Drew's not around, so there's going to be like a big reveal of him. But it's like the last few weeks they've made a significant, I don't want to say push, but they've made it pretty clear that there's new people in new situations, and it's like, all right, it's kind of
No.
like, to me, it feels like a live or die sort of thing. All right, you guys want LA Knight? Here you go. Now, Solo, I don't think they planned that one, but here you go. All right, Royce Keyes is not working out as a face. Well, screw it. We're trying it with these two, and we'll see what we got with these guys. I mean, I know Stephanie Vaquer coming back, not exactly, new, but, it,
Yeah, she's still a new face in the overall scheme of
yeah.
things, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, she unfortunately has. Well, no, I th that was only her first injury, right, on the main roster.
Right, but apparently she wasn't even injured. She requested time off. That's the story that she's saying, at least. 'Cause she'd been going nonstop for 3 or 4 years, she said. So
Oh yeah, and I felt like there was some court case shenanigans thrown in there too.
yeah, how the
So,
guy got a slap on the wrist. Yeah, we talked about that. So,
yep. So I can understand requesting time off for that. That seems perfectly fine in my books.
Yeah, but I forgot. Even Dragon Lee, and I know it was like a match with Rey Fénix, and they've been trying to put get Dragon Lee over. I think it's slowly starting to work, but
Well, and I think that's another one where, I'd already mentioned it about the comfortability in AAA translating to the main roster. It feels like they've been trying to push Dragon Lee for what seems like 12 years. I'm
yeah.
sure it's only been two. This time, though, it really seems like it finally might be sticking this time. And it really did help that him and Rey Fénix just those two really went for it there on Raw. And I said to you guys that it I can't think of a better match on Raw in a while. Like as much as I never think that the product they put on is bad. I also don't think there are a whole lot of memorable matches on Raw either. And this one on the list, like they both really put it out there. And I think both of them were in that category, honestly, because Rey Fénix, ever since being the AAA champion and coming on TV, like he's looked a lot more awesome. Again, it's helped our hobby horse here. He's won. That always helps.
Well, that's my thing is like, it's funny when guys keep winning matches,
How they get
but
popular. Yeah, it's just
that's what I'm starting to
shocking.
figure out with, with Rey Fénix, though. Was he hurt? Because he had a significant decline. And I mean, I know you brought, like, you can bring in Penta, but you got to bring in Rey. Okay. It's not like Rey Fénix is a bad wrestler. He's not Penta, mind you. But,
I like him better in ring than I like Penta in ring, I
interesting.
think.
All right.
Or at least maybe I used to. I think the change to the WWE has been better for Penta than it has been for Rey. Because I think he fit into their wrestling style better. And it is kind of interesting. Penta is not really a high flyer.
No,
He
he does some of
does,
those moves, but
yeah. He exactly like he does some of those moves, but he doesn't. He keeps a lot on the ground, and it's just like, oh yeah, like it's, guy's just working kind of smart here. And I don't know if I think I've noticed that more in the WWE. I guess it's probably helped that he's been a singles wrestler more times than not, unlike in AEW where they were a tag team.
And I remember the one time Rey Fénix won the title from Moxley. I don't know which title, because there's 20 of them. Because remember, they thought Moxley was hurt. Like that's the one time I remember Fénix being a singles wrestler. They were always a tag. But I swear, Penta had some singles run. I think,
Oh
but not
yeah. I mean,
significant.
he,
Not
yeah,
significant,
I guess
sure.
that's what I mean. Like his overall tenure in AEW is more as a tag team than as a singles wrestler.
And by the way, you're in for a barn burner of a Rey Fénix EK Prosper match. In all seriousness, they just tore it up. They just tore it up. So, but that's why I was asking if Rey was hurt, because it's like all of a sudden he, AAA, he goes down to AAA, wins their cruiserweight title. He's all over the place. But it's like you were just sitting on him for that long. And it's like, but it's also another, I mean, again, take it, what I'm going for, but another new face. It's not another segment with Seth and Roman. It's or, just somebody else. Now we got Bronson Reed coming back sooner or later. So,
Holy smokes.
and it's like, it's another older name, but a guy that's never gotten a lot of recognition outside the tsunami, right? Oh, and speaking of the devils, here's Hank and Tank on TV. So, but
I do feel like Bronson Reed, maybe more than anyone I can think of in recent memory here, has really had a problem with the injury bug.
Yes.
I mean, I know the table spot wasn't really him. Oh, well, yeah, I guess it was because he,
Yeah, he jumped off the cage. Came down
well,
wrong.
I guess I was thinking that he just, you know, he put his leg down at the wrong time and just absolutely obliterated it. You know, it wasn't that someone didn't catch him or something like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, you're not expecting Roman to take a tsunami from that guy off the top of the cage, you know? Like, nah, I'm gonna move. That's not happening, buddy. But then, like, even like the torn tricep was a fluke.
Oh,
It was on a what, a suplex or something? Just putting his or just putting his arm down?
he was breaking up a pin,
Yeah, that's
and
it.
like he was shoving a guy, and like he was even half-ass shoving. Like I don't even feel like he really like, you know, it was one of those drive-by ones, not like a full bulldozer type situation. And yeah, just ends up blowing out a triceps. And it's just like, man, come on,
Crazy.
man.
And in the meantime, apparently he's lost 60 pounds. He looks.
Yeah, his pictures that he's posted on Twitter have n made him look pretty ridiculous
Yeah.
in a very good way. Like that man seems like he's ready to come back.
Good. It's like, I'm all for, like, we keep saying it's stale, stale, stale. All right. Well, we're getting new people. And it's like, I know it's not exactly new, but we're getting Chad Gable. Is Chad Gable a wrestler? You know, it's
Oh,
not a gimmick. And
yeah, I'm glad that I don't know why why they needed to course correct back to that. Like, it's wild. Just
well,
wild that that never got over.
yeah, but then it's like I don't remember a lot of Raw because I'm still getting over being sick, but. Was Austin Theory on there? Yeah, he got
Yes.
sacrificed to but he didn't have like a main segment this time. He was just fodder for Oba, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Good.
No backstage with him and oh, why am I
Gazala or whoever.
blanking on Maxine
Oh,
Dupri?
Maxine? Yeah, good. Because he shouldn't be the focal point of anything. Yes, I finally turned. Like it's just this character doesn't work. You see him in interviews, you see him like on like small documentaries I've seen him in. This isn't him. It's like he's playing this tough guy. And it's like cut it out. It goes back to what John Cena said all that time ago. They're gonna see right through you. And it's like, yep.
Yeah,
Growing
he
a
has
beard and
never.
shaving your head doesn't make you tough. You
Yeah,
know?
he has never truly recovered from that. Like I do feel like the recent push has gone better. It still hasn't gone great though. You know, like he's still clearly the third wheel or fourth wheel in the vision, depending upon who you're all accounting for.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, you've got Braun Breaker, who's obviously the guy.
Yep.
You got Logan Paul, who shouldn't be on every week, so good. I'm glad he wasn't. I mean, because he's all personality and a better
Yeah.
athlete than Austin, just how it is. And then you got Bronson Reed coming back, who was the muscle. Okay, so what does it make Austin Theory? Like, he's just a hanger-on. And really,
Yeah.
he's going to become the fodder. And the best thing he ever did, and I say this every time he's brought up, was when he was in the way with Gargano and them. That was a great character because it was
Candice
believable.
LeRae.
Yeah, it was believable. He's just a goofball.
Oh man, yeah, he really peaked early in his WWE career,
Oh, for
and
God's sake.
has not been terribly positive since then. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're talking about the Raw, so maybe we can start there a little bit, since I mean we already talked about the end of the show anyway. The beginning of the show started the end of the show, in a lot of ways here, because we ended up getting LA Knight and Solo Sikoa versus the Usos from the opening segment, and they were the ones. And I guess that's an interesting thing, and we didn't talk about that part of the angle there. That Royce Keyes and OTM attacked everybody.
Yes. So they're
They
clearly the heels.
did not play favorites about who they were beating up.
I don't remember, but the announcers never mentioned Jacob's name at all. Because why didn't he come down and help out?
Oh, he was told to stand down.
No, I know that. But usually the announcers will say something about that. They're like, oh, Jacob's not coming down because there's no, he was told to stay back, whatever else, like, something.
Oh,
So I'm.
I did not remember that part, but
No, they
hey,
didn't say that. At least I don't think. So.
yeah, it feels like something. I guess what I meant is that that's something that usually sticks out to me if they don't do something like
Yeah.
that.
But
So.
no, that I know Chris wasn't exactly happy about it, but we were talking in our own chat because we don't want to spoil it for you. He goes, OTM are not ready for this. I was like, well, sometimes you throw it, throw them in the fire and see if they can burn. If not, nope.
If they stay in the tag division, I think they can be ready for it. Like the tag division stinks on wheels still. But there are not going to get stuck in long matches at this juncture.
Yeah.
The biggest problem that they could end up with, honestly, is having to eat too many L's for
Yes.
what Keys, Royce
Yeah.
Keys.
Yeah. Or Hobbs, depending on if you're Corey Graves or not, which good for Corey. Royce Keyes doesn't work. Powerhouse Hobbs was a much better name. But I know they're not going to change his name, but it was a mistake, but still. But it's also, it's
Yeah, one of the few ones that doesn't completely work for me. Like the other ones, I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's a minor enough switch that I didn't have as much of a problem with it. The Ricky Saints change, I'm not as
Who?
tough about. And well.
Wherever he is.
That was one of those funny moments, and that would take us to SmackDown. I was looking through the WWE's page today to watch some of the AAA highlights, and I saw they're like they had this segment with him in it. And I'm just trying to forget who him is.
Yeah, I saw
Uh,
it. I didn't
cause,
watch it. I don't remember who it was, though.
uh, but I'm like, because I rewatched the high, like it was like full highlights of SmackDown, and I watched those on YouTube, and I'm like, hold on, yeah, he was not. This segment was not on TV, I don't think.
No.
It was just a YouTube extra, and it's just like, oh gosh, this he cannot catch a break. Like even when he does get something, it's a YouTube extra.
I'm looking up to see if it'll pop up. Carmelo Hayes? No.
No. It was just who you said, oh, he still works there too.
Let's see. No, all these are well, Matt Cardona humiliates Ricky Saints. Well, Matt Cardona's out with a torn tricep,
Oh boy. Yeah,
yeah,
did
he's out.
not realize that. And I guess, yeah, I could have started looking at
It's just whatever. But no, Ricky Saints, like, okay, cool. But it's.
Oh yeah, Ricky Saints is the guy I'm thinking about. Like he had some extra segment there on YouTube. That's
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find. But there was somebody else he was in there with, which was a
oh.
surprise. And I just don't remember. Everything's about Dolly Parton because everyone's pretending that they listened to her music when they never did.
Well, I mean, I did, so.
Not me. I nine to
Just,
five.
yeah.
Even wasn't Coal Miner's Daughter, but that was Loretta Lynn, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not bad mouthing her at all. I don't know anything about her. But it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's more from the wife, and I do feel like a lot of the 80s stations that we listen to as we clean have Dolly Parton on, and I've gotten quite used to her. Plus, I mean, I guess I do. Oh, it was Ray Phoenix that Ricky
That's
Saints
right.
had the segment with.
Jesus Christ.
So, Dolly Parton talk got us to the answer that I wanted to get to. So, okay. What else? Oh gosh.
Yeah, but Raw was just and also they need to keep calling them OTM. Do not call them Out the Mud. That is an idiot name. It's just bad. OTM, whatever you want to call it, that's fine. Because remember, the APA used to be the Acolyte Protection Agency. Most people don't remember that. They're just the APA. So cool, just OTM, you know? But no, I mean,
Yeah, they can drop the acronym and just legitimately just give them the
yeah.
acronym as the.
But I'm also wondering if this is because, I mean, we're getting into September. They got to drag this out 2 months, 2, 3 months, though, for Survivor Series, because they've already said this is going to be a War Games. But could they possibly have like a three-team War Games if they
You
drag this
know,
out that long?
that's another curious part that I'm just like. Huh, are we gonna three? Because that same thought went through my head, where I'm just like, are we gonna have a three-team War Games here?
But that's so far from now, though. Oh, boy. But
yeah, there's a giant tangled web going on here now, and I mean, you can certainly buy yourself enough time. Between now and then, I did not have the wiki up to look at that. Let me grab that for the.
yeah, because I mean, that'd be huge. I mean, it's in Houston of all places, right? No, it's Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Dallas because they're
I
playing where the
did think it
Rangers
was
play, I believe.
Texas somewhere.
Yeah,
Oh,
whatever.
okay.
But no, so it's like I'm all for trying new stuff because that show, my God, it's the same stuff. Now, if they could actually, come up with a match ending that's not the same old shit all the time, that'd be nice. Like, how many times
Houston.
are we gonna watch a goddamn Judgment Day match where you're waiting, just waiting? Nothing in the match matters until Raquel and Roxanne, Liv and Roxanne interfere in the match. It's just, but it carries over to every match has to have some sort of goofiness to it, just to have people win. Like, right. Do you think
Yeah,
Dragon Lee is
well,
any worse off for losing to Ray Phoenix?
oh no. I mean, that's one of the few examples, though. I would say that Dragon Lee, that cannonball
Oh, that's gonna suck to take.
to the outside was just something that I think both Corey Graves and Michael Cole are just like, oh my gosh, this just. Dropped into our lap and it looked wild.
I mean, he's done that, but that one, Ray was in the perfect position to just get obliterated. But it seemed safe, but also it's kind of like the Darby Allin stuff. Just throwing yourself at somebody, it's like you're dealing with this. And
Yeah, I mean, there is still meat on meat there. Coming together at a high velocity.
yeah.
You know, it might be back to chest, but oh boy. Like you said, like that's it, at a minimum, that's really got to hit the windpipes quite hard.
There was a point I actually thought at one point they were going to do a double count out. And I was like, "Oh no." But no,
Oh, no. I did not expect the double count out
Oh
in
no, I'm
that
sorry. It wasn't
matchup.
that match. It was Javon and Big Cass. That was the one.
Yes, yeah, that match I definitely expected a double count out, and we
Which,
did not end up getting it, which was strange.
yes. I mean, that I'm not against this big build. Sorry. Gosh. I'm calling by his AEW name. Okay. I'm not against a big Kaz push, right?
Yeah.
But it just seems weird. Like, what are we doing?
Especially when you're not going to have any defenders for him at the present moment. When both Michael Cole and Corey Graves are like, nah, what he's doing definitely crossed a decency line here. And it's just like, huh? Like, I'm so lost here. Like, Corey Graves is really supposed to be the one to save the segment in that department. I expect Michael Cole to to not like him. So yeah, like I think that's what made the win. Like, I'm like, he's still got to win this match, right? Like the whole th and that was the other thing. If they didn't go with the double count out, I'm like, he's got to win this match. Like that's the outcome. Like it's really, it would be really weird to me to have Javon Evans win the first matchup against him, and then Big Cass just dead in the water after
Yeah.
his first match.
Yeah. I mean, unless you do it in a, like, have him dominate and it's a fluke win, and then you can just have him destroy him and get his heat right back. Like, won't happen next time. Something. I'm
Oh
not saying
yeah.
that's a, I'm not saying that's a good way of going
Yeah.
about it, but,
Not definitely not ideal, but if you feel like going that route, it's an option.
And I'm also just confused. On again, I'm not against Big Cass. The guy is in insane shape. Like, this is the guy Vince saw all those years ago when they broke him and Enzo up.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, it is wild how yoked he's been. Because, I mean, I feel like maybe he's added even more weight since AEW, but even in AEW, I was just like, I can't believe how jacked this guy is.
yeah. I mean, it's amazing what can happen when you're not on the road all the time. You're not drinking all the time and actually, like, taking care of yourself, which seems to be lost on people. Oh my God, look how jacked he is. He's got to be doing something. No, you don't. They're athletes.
Well,
They pay for the best
yeah,
strength coaches. So,
it also helps when you're 7 foot tall,
yeah, and you can't
or
teach
even
that.
if he's even if he's 6 foot 10, he's
Yeah.
fucking tall enough.
Yeah. But I at the same time, I don't understand why, like, I don't really care that Javon's young, but the crowd, he's already kind of over with the crowd. Just and maybe is that why they're using him to get Big Kaz over? Like, it seems like it's at Javon's detriment, though.
Yeah, this is one where I know that Chris and I have talked about it more, where some of the new call-ups have already started to get the shaft, and Javon's on that list where he got an initial push, and now it's just like what's happening here, guys? Like these losses are starting to add up a little bit here.
Yes.
And I mean, the only thing that I can see is that they do in some way decide to continue this, and Javon gets a win back later down the road. It would not completely surprise me if that were to happen. But even
How many
then, like.
times rinse repeat? Like, how many times are you doing this? I don't know. I think that a double countout would have served it fine. Javon
Oh,
doesn't eat the L, and Big Cass can just destroy him. you know? So,
Yeah, just continue to do what he's been doing,
yeah.
but kind of sort of in the confines of a match.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't agree with
Yeah.
this one. I thought the match was fine, to be honest.
Yeah,
So,
really enjoyed the match
yeah.
itself. Again, maybe did not think is the quality of the other one I already talked about, but hey, you know,
Well,
whatever.
no, you're
You
not,
can't.
yeah.
You're not going to get that out of. You're not supposed to get that out of Big Cass versus Javon Evans. Is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But putting Ray and Dragon first, I know they wanted to put Penta in like that, you know, the near main event slot, but
Oh.
this one should have been last. You know, like they should have known
Yeah,
better.
from a quality perspective, that one was definitely better.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely went name over quality
Yes.
in this ordering. Something that happened in between the matches worth talking about because this just a another reason why the tag team championships are just completely lost. Bron Breakker pretty much been a singles wrestler ever since capturing the tag team gold. I'm not saying that's that I'm you know I don't really have a problem with Bron Breakker singles wrestler. It I thought though that they would at least use that winning streak to catapult him back into the singles division and it hasn't really happened that way for sure.
I don't know. This feud is just weird. Like just talking about, oh, you think you're the future, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I mean, I never said that. Brock Lesnar said that very emphatically. Like, and then Braun acting like a lovesick puppy, or I don't even know if that works, but with the whole Paul Heyman thing, like his character should have been like, well, the hell with you then. You know? Oh, you think you're the future? Well, I'm just gonna have the spirit out of you. You know, just this whining stuff and talking about, well, you know, I won a championship before you. And, well, yeah, but your current title was given to you. So.
Yeah, and there's still something to be said. As much as genetic freaky as he's been, how many times have we talked about this, especially in the WWE? Size matters, kids. Size
Yeah,
matters.
yeah.
And is Bron Breakker much larger than me? Yes, he is. Is he larger than Obafemi? No, he is not. And I mean, it's kind of wild. There's like a 40-pound weight discrepancy, or maybe even more, there. But yeah, I mean, the WWE, again, like Vince gone, some theorems stay the same here. And I mean, we were just talking
Yeah.
about Big Cass. Always helps to be bigger in the WWE. Makes you
Yeah.
more larger than life. And yeah, Obafemi's got that. So yeah, I would like a little more definition out of Bron Breakker rather than the whiny end of things. And it's always one thing too that kind of. Just makes me laugh about this whole thing about why you would be upset about that. Just knowing, especially since he being Bron Breakker, spouted off about some of the past like superstars. You should really know that there's always more than one face of the company at all times. So, like, that's the other part that, like, kind of deep down, it's just like, I guess I don't like it, just even from that perspective. I was just thinking back to that whole and I think it was worse because it was four people, but in what was it with AEW where were they calling themselves the
No,
Cornerstones?
the pillars.
The Pillars.
Yes.
Yes.
And boy, that didn't work out.
And this kind of has a little bit of that vibe just because it's just like I'm the guy who's the future, and the one guy that's the future is just like, dude, like I didn't give myself this name, like you said, like I've got no hand in this. Like your beef really shouldn't be with me. It should be with Brock. Like he's the guy that is piping up about it.
And I guess maybe this is their way of trying to get people to boo Braun, because as soon as
Oh.
he lines up for that spear, people come alive. And it's
Oh.
like, well, there's the problem. They should be booing it. And he got a few boos, but not too many. So it's just a
Yeah,
weird.
it's a tough ask. Like it's one of those weird things where you can't really change Braun's move set. And I think everyone's always going to find it cool. So I don't know how you handle that. If you want him to be a heel, I feel like you're fighting an uphill battle.
And all right, so here's the thing, and it just goes back to the Royce Keys and OTM thing. They beat up everybody. Well, what the hell is a bloodline, anyways? They act like heels, people cheer for them, and they play the crowd. Like the goddamn Usos came through the crowd, like high-fiving kids and shit. What are we doing? What are you?
Especially
No?
who that was especially weird after it really felt like they got boos the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, it felt like they had finally turned the crowd against them. And then this week, the Raw crowd was very weird in
Yes, they were.
that respect, where I'm like, huh? Like you guys are the first guys in weeks to be cheering these clowns. Because they've been a bunch of asshats here. Like,
Yes. And Solo's making Jay look stupid every time. Like, wouldn't you stop doing that? But they go, but that's kind of the problem, though. People want to cheer for people they want to cheer for because they're not given a reason to not like them. Like the Usos, they're picking on Solo, who everyone likes, are starting to like more. Well,
No.
they want us to cheer for Obafemi, which we're doing already. And they want us to boo Bron Breakker, who we were cheering for. Well, you guys don't get to dictate what we do. So I'm thinking him being a whiner like this is
Oh.
supposed to turn us, which I'm looking at it wrong, I guess, because I'm like, why is he doing that? Like, this isn't
Yeah,
right.
like I guess they could be trying to do heel, but it's also one of those situations where he's just supposed to be a tough guy, and whiny and tough guy just doesn't jive for me, even if you're trying to
True.
be a heel. Not a fan, like I guess not everyone can be just Dickhead Gunther all the time, but
Yeah, yes. One of the only guys people do you remember a few months ago people were starting to cheer Gunther here and there? And that's all out the window again. So,
he started being a bigger dick again.
yeah, just going all in.
Good for him.
And
As always.
I mean, my prediction for all this is Bronson Reed comes back and helps Bron Breakker somehow. And he'll have that win over him, which I'm actually okay with. Like, okay, it takes two people to beat him. All right, that's fair.
Oh.
And then, but at the
Yeah.
same time, you remember when they had, remember,
It's
oh
the
God,
same
it's one of
time
these shows.
you were just complaining about the interference 5 seconds ago on
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, because it's the exact same
the
goddamn thing every time. This would at least be different because Bronson Reed's involved. It's not the same people doing the same thing on the same show on the same day of the week every single month of the year.
Ju Judgment Day is has been on a hamster wheel for a very long time.
This is gonna get on a divergent path, but it's just everything's stupid when it comes to this interference stuff. Everything is stupid now. It's oh, look, I pulled the turnbuckle pad off. Well, you're disqualified. You did it on purpose. Get that's it. Or okay, you turn it off and go about your day. Don't sit there and go, I gotta get over here, walk as slow as I can. I'm gonna make sure I tie this even a little bit tighter. Shimmer 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 shimmer. What's going on behind my shoulder? Oh, there's a whole bunch of noise behind me. I can't imagine what that is. How do you tie this? Is this a Windsor knot? I'm not tying a tie. And I walk and the guy's on the ground. One, two, three, the end. This is stupid. Insert wrestlers. It doesn't even matter who it is. Or hey, Stephanie Vaquer is climbing on the top rope, and now she's on the ground holding her head. Oh, Liv and Raquel are over there. Du-ba-der, nothing happened, nothing to see here. Everyone's stupid.
They do try to cover up some of it, but yeah, the turnbuckle one was really bad, I thought, just from a timing perspective. I'm like, come on, guys.
They're
Like
all
you said, like it took entirely too long. But yeah,
just all of it.
the getting knocked off the top ropes thing's always been kind of silly. Like, well, the referee didn't see it, they can't do anything about it. And it's just like, people have been thrown out for less, so yeah, I think they can do something about it. So,
Well, still, and I know we're not talking about AEW at all. It's still the funniest thing. I know you don't really keep up with this stuff, but like Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Radio got in an argument, and Brian Alvarez is exactly right. They had a no holds barred Mexican street fight for Dynamite, when they were in Mexico,
oh,
where no
okay.
one was allowed to interfere. Well, which is it? Is it a no disqualification match, or can someone not interfere?
Well, I can't aren't street fights kind of known for allowing outside
Exactly the
interference too?
point.
Like that's like a double positive and a negative.
Yeah. But it's
Is
like, but
like so
any
you're still a
match,
positive
but shouldn't any
one in
match
that
be
situation.
you're not allowed to interfere? Except the Continental Classic matches, because those are so much more important than the World Heavyweight title matches. It's just idiocy. We just accept it. Anyway.
I guess I don't mind it because it's one of the few times they actually don't have interference in AEW, so it's just like
No, you're missing the point here.
I'll put the nonsense.
Why is that title, which means fuck all, that's the one that has the special stipulation? Not the one, not your main title that you take on talk shows on the limited basis those you're on those. The biggest prize in your company, and you're allowed to interfere.
I guess mainly because I feel like you're putting a limitation on the title when you do something like that, when you're specifically not allowed to interfere. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of, to me, it like almost throws back to the TV title where like there were always limit, there was a TV time limit there. And I guess you don't put that on your main title is what I'm thinking is my thinking in this situation.
No, I get it, but why wouldn't you? Like, the Continental title's nothing. It's just some belt. The AEW title is your main title. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I would honestly at this point disagree with that because Jon Moxley's chewed up way more of their TV time than whoever the world champion has been.
Yeah, I mean, that's
And
fair.
plus they've
So.
played hot potato with that championship left and right. Continental is one of the few ones, honestly, to me, and I think maybe this is why I'm being a stickler about it, that they've kind of pushed it for the most part. Uh,
Oh,
because even Okada got his TV time. I am for fair game for the TBS championship. Is just a garbage one. The international one is definitely garbage. Is there one other one that I'm forgetting about?
National, that's the
Oh,
Andrade
the
one.
national. Yeah. So, not great that you have three garbage titles to two titles that are worth a damn. And that's not even counting trios and or tag team championships that they have floating around too, but
What did we get here for? Oh, interference.
I don't know. Yeah,
It's
you had to talk about. I was gonna try to use Judgment Day to segue into it is wild to me that Io Sky, they're trying to turn her into a meme backstage
Oh boy.
personality.
Thank you for reminding me of this one.
I could not forget it. Like
I can't
I'm
believe
sitting
this.
here like going, what's happened? Like I am so baffled by what's happened with Io Sky. Like it seems like one of those situations where you're like, the WWE would usually correct course and go, you know what? Landscape's pretty terrible for Io over here on Raw right now. We're gonna engineer some pretend trade over to SmackDown so that we can get her better TV time. Instead, she's acting like a Scooby-Doo character to Sol Ruka and Lyra Valkyria. For what reason? I don't know.
I'm lost. I am absolutely lost on what happened. Even like her brief like scuffle with the title at SummerSlam, that just seemed like totally out of the blue too. Like, okay, I mean, she's been doing nothing for a while now, and it's more a detriment to the creative around things.
Oh, yeah.
I
The
mean that.
women on the main roster are still not as well treated as they are down in NXT.
No, it's
Like it's it, it is it better than the good, the 90s? Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, come on. But oof, it is still lagging behind the men by quite a bit, I would say.
Yeah, Liv Morgan's a champion. Okay, she never defends the title. Like it became like a meme about it. Like she didn't defend it for 100 days. Defends it once, and she even said on like her Twitter or whatever it is that another 100 days down, I'm not going to defend it. Like, what are we doing here? And then on SmackDown, Chelsea gets hurt, and they're going to take it off of her. Well,
Yeah,
why?
they're giving her 30 days to get into action, but Liv Morgan can brag about not defending the belt for 100 days. This is like, huh? None of this stuff jives here, guys.
And the best
And I
thing.
mean, even before that, R Rhea Ripley gets what, 3 4 months before, like, ah, shit, like she's got to have surgery, so like.
Well, 3 or 4 months of nothing. Then they give an interim title. Then they discover, oh, she's having surgery, ain't coming back. So Chelsea's the actual WWE Women's Champion now. Oh, she's hurt. So we'll give her 30. SmackDown pissed me off to no end this week. So that to go far backwards, I
Yeah,
mean,
because I think we've pretty much covered most of Raw now.
yeah, for like
So
all the decent
why
creative
not?
decisions on Raw, you still got stuff like Io Sky, but it's also to cover up for the deficiencies of SmackDown too. And
Yeah, this has been one of those rare time periods. I feel like during the Stunt Granny era here, that SmackDown has tended to be the better show more times than not. And it's really weird when SmackDown is the worst show, and that is definitely the case at the present time.
stellar main event. Let's not go get away get a ref, yeah get away from that. That match was great until the end, and then Wait, yeah, that was, yeah, because that was Punk and Owens this week, right? Or is my brain not
Yes.
working? All right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Punk and Owens was the main event. Yeah.
Yeah. That match was great. And then, of course, the
Oh
wrestling
my
bumps.
gosh, there were only three matches on
Yes.
SmackDown.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you were supposed to have four because Blake Monroe was supposed to take on Julia, but they don't like Julia, apparently. So she just got beat up, and Blake said she's not debuting, but now she wants to fight Chelsea. What? Which is actually a great way to get the title on Blake and have people hate her. But I think it's just gonna be one of those groundswells. We're like, no, this is bullshit what you did to Chelsea, instead of we don't like Blake's.
It's probably going to help Chelsea more than it would help Blake in the long run, if that's the route they end up
Yeah.
going.
I don't understand what they're doing with any of the women on this show anyways. I mean, I know Rhea getting hurt didn't help, but they had set it up for Chelsea, I'm sorry, not Chelsea, Tiffany and Blake Monroe for the US title. And then they just dropped it.
Then they give it to JC Jane, and that completely derails those plans.
Yeah. Like, what?
And Tiffany Stratton's another one on this show that I'm just like, what happened here?
Yeah,
She's
I'm
in
the
that Io
same way.
Sky category of, I am so lost at what's gone on here. Like, who's I used to use the line more recently or in the past. Whose Wheaties did she piss in?
Yeah.
I really do not understand what happened there. Unless they are going to have her go back to the main event picture now that Rhea's confirmed out. She could have been in the main event picture with Rhea there, so it's definitely one of those confusing things. And she did, she was one of the other three matches on the night, and she took a big fat L to Lash Legend,
Yeah. Who?
who, again, admittedly, I like. They haven't done anything with her, and it would still be weird for her to be challenging another heel for the yeah, they have the US US Women's Championship on SmackDown there. So, yeah, it'd be weird for her to fight JC Jane. And I guess you have something with Chelsea Green. Inadvertently, one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. Someone trying to sprint down to ringside in F me boots is something else.
I think the big problem with a lot of stuff, and it's gonna sound kind of goofy, because I've put no actual research into this. Does AEW have less commercials on their show than WWE shows? Is it? I'm being serious. Because AEW has long matches, as we've complained about, but it feels like they still get a lot of people on the shows and wrestle, whereas WWE, SmackDown is a perfect example, by the way, with three matches, where in their 2-hour show, there's only a handful of people and not as much action.
Trying to look through
I mean,
everything that happened because I guess it was just a lot. There was a lot of t I did forget. Because I'm scrolling backwards from the end here, and I did forget there was a lot of talking.
Baron Corbin, Little Yachty, Jesus God.
I mean that was a talking segment. We led off with a talking segment with Cody, Sammy, and
Randall.
Randy Orton.
Yep. Then Randall came back later with and Cody did too, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, there was a lot of repeat customers on this show too. So yeah, it was because even yeah, I forgot Tiffany and Chelsea had a backstage segment and had like they're telling a handful of stories, but they're not telling a lot of stories. Like it was kind of weird. Yeah, the Blake Monroe one was just I feel like it's one of those ones where I'm like, I've been back from vacation long enough to try and remember Blake Monroe calling out Julia, right? Like, I don't feel like that's happened on TV. Like, I'm like, did I forget this segment ever happened? And it's one of those things where I don't know what good calling out Julia is. You know, like it almost seems like wasted potential at this point. You know, like, I mean, I've definitely seen people bemoaning, like, what have they done to her?
It's funny, Julia never, all right, I'm not gonna say never, I almost did. Julia did not catch on the way Stephanie Vaquer did.
Oh,
And that
yes.
show had those two and Zarya all debut on the same NXT show. And here we are, Zarya's still in NXT. Julia is middling, to say the best. And as Stephanie Vaquer,
Yeah.
she's taken off. But so it's like
Yeah,
people can bemoan Julia all they want, but.
the one positive I can say for Julia at least is that I'd rather be in her shoes than Charlotte's bestie there. Oh, who was her advisor? I'm blanking on names again.
Advisor.
Yeah, Julia's advisor. She was
Oh,
her
Kiana James.
Kiana James.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Kiana James took the L on main event. It's just like they at least think enough of Julia to have her win that feud.
Well, sure, but then the next week she
It's
came out and got
damning with
squashed by Nia Jax.
yeah, I was gonna say it's damning
So,
with faint praise.
yeah. I mean, yeah, the Julia thing is a conundrum. And with all of the women, and you mentioned Kiana James as well, I mean, Paige should be up there too. I'd like to see the Bellas included, but it's like, with all of the women in NXT that eventually are either going to get cut loose or called up, people are going to get start, we're going to get those 90 days eventually. And I mean, all right. You know, I'm
Oh.
going to say it like this, but you know what I mean. Is Julia a big loss?
No, unfortunately. You know, that's one where with Stephanie, I feel like it's definitely you've seen why she got picked up it pretty much all times. And Julia, I feel like there have been flashes where things have gone well. But then they've kneecapped her too, and it's just like,
Oh,
well,
sure.
you know, like I feel like it's kind of, you know, like it was weird to for her to get Kiana James when they've seemingly stressed being a single star, like a true single star, you know, so and she speaks fairly good English when I've heard her. So it's one of those ones where it's just like it feels like she has everything that they want in a package, and I'm really hard pressed to put my finger on where the disconnect is. And I mean, it feels like the disconnect has been the same both in NXT. And the only time I did kind of like her is she's kind of, I feel like the strong style has come out in her wrestling in the WWE recently. And I think that's been a real positive. It still obviously hasn't taken her terribly far, though, either.
No, and it's like I think this a lot, and just in a lot of different walks of a lot of different professions, excuse me, But especially with this, like WWE wanted Julia. Maybe they wanted to keep her away from AEW. Okay. Well, but we're going to get rid of that argument for the sake of this. They wanted Julia because they liked what they saw. They liked what she did. So she comes in and they go, okay, so we're going to change some things and we're going to make you more in the WWE product. The why the hell am I here? Like, you wanted me. It's like I ran into this situation with my far ex's brother-in-law. He was in a band. They got signed by Tamar, what record company it is, and they brought him in. They kissed their ass, and they're like, you guys remind us of the Eagles. We love the songs you guys have already written. Blah blah blah. And then they sent him to go learn how to write songs. Now wait, you just told me you loved all the songs we wrote, and he wrote them all. But they wanted to make their sound a little more mainstream. But you signed me because of how we sounded. But yeah, we can make it better. Or we can change it to sell more. It didn't work, obviously, because you never heard of them. But it's the same thing. WWE brings people in and goes, all right, we're going to teach you the WWE way. Well, why? Why do you want me if all you're going to do is make me wrestle your style or do things your way? You would think that there'd be a 50-50, you know? Or
Yeah, I was
go.
gonna say I don't completely have a problem with their theory, because I guess we've talked about it. The WWE is still the top of the
Sure.
food chain. Until they're not, it feels like the WWE way is the best way. And I don't. Yeah, I don't think that'll ever change, but yeah, I do feel like they monkey with the formula too much sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it feels like Julia is one of those cases for sure. Or they just should have let her cook a little bit longer down in NXT. Like it was kind of wild that you could even tell in NXT that she was behind Vicaire, and it's just like what it's helped that I know that you and I have talked about it, that Zarya has gotten to stay behind. Like, she's finally got some time to breathe in NXT, and it's benefited her. And maybe that would have helped out with Julia too, but it's another one where they're like, nope, you're getting called up with Stephanie too. And it's just like Stephanie had already caught on like wildfire. Like, there was definitely a difference between the two then, and there still obviously is now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And for whatever reason too. So I,
Yeah.
but it just seems like if you bring someone in, it's because you like what they're doing. So it's like, all right, your responsibility now is to be like, hey, we like what you're doing. We're gonna sauce it up. Like, chicken tenders are good. But I like them with buffalo sauce a little bit better. So we're gonna be the buffalo sauce and make you an incredible product. But instead, they're like, yeah, we're just going to put some mayonnaise on you and see what happens. Just like the mayonnaise we put on everybody else. By the way, chicken tenders with mayonnaise? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not well, I do like mayonnaise on a sandwich, but the whole dipping thing can go piss off still.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be covered up.
Yeah, it needs to have some other condiment in there, like, I mean, you could really say if you like Chick-fil-A sauce, you do like anything mayonnaise based.
I don't like Chick-fil-A, so I'm one of those people.
Fair enough. Their fries stink on wheels. This was
That's
one
the only thing I actually
where,
like there. The waffle fries?
yeah,
They're fine.
they've never been fried. I've had them fried like once.
Yes, that yes, that's yes. I If that's the
And I'm
case, I will
sorry,
agree with
like,
you, yes.
I want my fries, no matter what form, shape, or, form or shape they're in, I want them to be, crunchy, not
Yes.
soft and limp. And
Yes.
that's what I get most of the time at Chick-fil-A, so they can buzz off.
That's why I've
And
never
they're
understood steak fries. They're never crispy. Like,
Oh yeah, I
you
don't really
know?
do this. Yes,
Mm-mm.
I haven't met a good steak fry, I don't think.
No. Especially if you get it with steak, as if you get your steak done correctly, the steak fries are going to be in the juices. So they're clearly going to get soggy already. So just get a goddamn baked potato like a human being and call it a day. Or vegetables, you know? Not soggy sticks of potatoes. It's just gross. And that sums up Julia's run on SmackDown so far. Soggy ass steak fries. Ugh.
Yeah, one segment we didn't talk about on SmackDown here. Tag team championships, still with the MFTs now.
Yes.
And it was really, really weird that Damian Priest did not turn on R-Truth in this segment. It felt like they kept on lingering on these two, and I'm like, oh, okay, so he's finally gonna clothesline him, right? And like it kept on going. I'm like, oh, okay, he's finally gonna clothesline him, right? And then he like holds up his hand. I'm like, oh, he's finally gonna clothesline him, right? Just nope at every turn.
But here's the thing. Even when Damian Priest was a bad guy, him and Rhea and Finn turned on Edge. Well, they were bad guys, right? He hasn't turned on anybody else. Everyone else has turned their back
Oh.
on him. So it's kind of like, it's kind of out of character for him to do it, but it
Oh,
would be easy heat if they
fair.
wanted him to be a bad guy, you know? So
Yes.
I kind of liked it, and I saw it more as, well, goofy ass Ron, we had a good run, and now we're done. Like, you know, now I can see it
Yeah.
turning into, hey, you need to stop, you know? But.
Oh yeah, if they end up having it end up being a bigger thing down the road,
Yeah.
like you said, like he just tries to have singles matches and R-Truth comes down and costs him matches. If they kind of go that route, I could
Yeah.
see I could see that playing out.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling in a roundabout way Damien and Finn may get back together for something, and then Damien turns on him. You know, it's like revenge, I guess, if they wanted to go that route.
Oh.
That's a long con, and I don't know if anyone would be interested in that though, but you know,
Oh
they don't really
man.
care what people want to be interested in, so. Because we're getting Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens again in 2026. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess we haven't really talked about the main event, so we
Oh
may
my
as well
God. That's all that matters.
we may as well end
We're getting the
there.
same goddamn feuds again. Everyone knew Kevin Owens wasn't winning. There wasn't a chance in hell.
Oh, right.
But figure it's a schmoz or something, right? You're not going to have the guy who just came back from 17 months of being out and all this. Yeah, he lost. Well,
And there was
but
interference.
yes, but he lost due to interference. Oh, was it Gunther that interfered? No. Oh, was
Yep.
it Seth interfering? No. Roman? No. I don't know who could have. Sami Zayn. No, you're shitting me. No. That feud, I mean, that's like forever ago, right? Like, no. Seriously, who? Oh, no, Sami Zayn interfered and cost him the match.
Yeah, hey, I mean, Kevin Owens has been off for 17 months. It's a fresh feud, sir. It
Shut
hasn't
up.
happened for
Shut
at
up.
least 17 months.
That's right. It did not happen in 2025. You are correct.
It did not happen
Because
in
his last feud was Sami Zayn, where he beat the hell out of him. Then he was supposed to feud with Randy Orton, and he got hurt.
Oh my
They even
gosh.
played it up. I'm gonna put my remote down for a snap it. They even played it up that this was the last time he comes back and immediately is back in a feud with him. Holy shit. I just said everyone, every writer should be fired. Every single writer should be fired. Just clear the room. I just dumbfounded. I'm not giving this a chance. I don't care if it's a three-way. I don't care.
Sami Zayn might be getting to the real annoying point that it might be useful.
I understand. I
That's
understand the
the only
motivation.
positive out of this situation is the Sami Zayn heel turn seems to be locked in at this point, or at least they've definitely played up Sami Zayn crazy person at a
Yeah,
minimum.
that's true. Who's he feuding with?
But unfortunately,
There we
Bryce
go. There we go.
you
We got this
don't know
brand
who's
new,
getting
we got a
him.
brand new character. Sammy's crazy again. Oh, like the conspiracy guy that was in the Jackass stuff? Well, no. What? Kinda, but no. Oh, okay. But he has a point this time. Yeah. Oh, he had a point last time too, though, right? Well, I mean, yeah, but not as big of a point as this time.
There are, as you point out, some subtle differences between the
Oh, God.
characters.
If it was a straight Sammy and Punk feud, that's fine. You know, like, okay. I enjoyed, maybe they'll sway me Friday. They won't, but maybe they will, and I'll say I was wrong. And I'm fine with that. But Sami Zayn, like, I didn't get my rematch. I got screwed over. I got this. All valid points. And points that should be, used creatively and sustenantly, keep sticking to those guns. So Kevin Owens won't use the belt because he didn't want to win the title that way. And Sammy hits him with it. And now it's going to be his turn. No, it's not going to be. And I would have rather some, Punk will just say, hey, I didn't know because, obviously he was out. But it's
Yep,
like,
he has plausible deniability, that's for sure.
So
Did you watch any of AEW Collision, sir?
no, God, no, I forgot. I absolutely forgot that show was on. Totally forgot the show was
Despite the
on.
fact that I told you I was watching it,
Yes,
you forgot
yeah.
that it was on.
As soon as the message closed, I forgot all about it. Yeah.
It was worth forgetting about, quite
All
frankly. Like
right.
it is one of those things. I think I talked to Chris about it. Every time I watch Collision, I'm just like, oh, like I'm always thinking it's gonna be that show where I watch Dynamite and I'm like, wow, I feel like I missed something here. And they're like, oh yeah, it happened on Dynamite. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Maybe if I watch Dynamite on the regular, I'll catch up to these moments. And of course, I watch back-to-back weeks of Collision and just nothing burgers both times. I mean, they had Continental Cup matches in them, but Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly was as cartoony can get. Divine Divinion, they just get to rack up L's again, or W's, I should say, against jobber teams. I like it. Also, almost feels unnecessary given that they've been tag team champions for months on end at this point. Oh my gosh, this was definitely one that. This lasted entirely too long. Claudio Castagnoli versus Daniel Garcia in the Continental Cup quarterfinal. Claudio ended up winning, but Daniel Garcia just gave him the fight of the life, and it was oh boy. Yep. It was something. For some reason, Shane Taylor Promotions keeps on not giving enough money to Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley, so they keep on walking out on their matches. It feels like fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Shane Taylor really being taken advantage of, even though his team ended up winning. Oh my gosh. The Bang Bang Gang versus Shane Taylor Promotions ended up happening after that too.
Wow. Boy, can't wait to watch this show this week.
This is so th again, this is why it's just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, because there are more names, because we're already on match six here, and I don't think this is the main event, or was this the main event? No, it was not the main event. Yeah, because Nick Wayne versus Nick Wayne and Tommaso Ciampa versus Mike Bailey and Commander.
Oh my God. Ew.
Yeah,
Ugh.
the Ciampa and Wayne won that matchup. But no one liked each other. And then the main event was Willow Nightingale versus Maya World.
For
They
some
both
reason.
had backstage segments. As we, of course, assumed, Willow Nightingale is not going to lose her championship like 7 days out from All In and ruin her versus Mercedes. Just a trash time to have this matchup, despite verbally promising it on TV previously. Like, it's just one of those times where I think you and I talked about it. Don't follow through on your stories. Sometimes you got to not follow through on your stories. Just let sleeping dogs lie. No one's going to remember. So, there is that. I know you don't have a bell time beer because you still feel like trash.
No, my bell time beer is Mucinex DM, and then followed up by cough syrup, which is oddly
Yummy.
growing on me. How have they never made that stuff taste better? It's just trash.
I don't know why I've always had a weird
Oh, that's right. You like that.
enjoyment out of cough syrup.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Did not do the Robitussin back in the day. I had friends that did that, but it isn't from old habits.
I forgot all about that. That's right. You gotta show an ID to buy that stuff now. God. Now if you buy it on Amazon. Haha. So
People used to robo out, as we would say.
that's the wild, like, you know you've got problems. If like is that stuff's not cheap. So it's like just go buy beer. Like I don't get it.
Like you said,
The stores are
there are
closed.
reasons you need to show the ID now. You did
Yeah.
not need to show an ID to buy Robitussin in those days. So,
Yeah, yeah.
despite the fact that it's expensive, it was also legal at the
Yeah.
time. Bell time beer on my and Fretboard Brewing Company Reba Strawberry Blonde Ale, 5.3% alcohol. Hey, it's still hot outside. I'll still drink some light alcohol beers. Blonde ales are a little more up my alley. Ones with a little flavoring agent like this strawberry ale are kind of nice. And Fretboard is down in Cincinnati. It was a new brewery that I tried out this time. I did like their IPA, and I do like this one. I would like to try more. But sure. If you're down in the Cincinnati area, Fretboard Brewing has a couple of options for you. And that's it. Bell time beer suggestion from Matt DeFrank 11. He's at Granny Maze. The brand's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Not again.